Investigations into police-related killings of unarmed civilians in New York are overseen by Ms. Jane's office, and findings of facts are not publicized until complete. In Mr. Prude's case, Ms. Jane's investigation began in April and is continuing. Still, in the wake of high-profile police killings around the country, including the deaths of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and the shooting of Jacob Blake, the lag between Mr. Prude's death and public calls for justice by Ms. James and Governor Andrew Cuomo, both Democrats, who have been outspoken on the issue of police brutality, seemed jarring. The Monroe County Medical Examiner ruled Mr. Prude's death a homicide caused by complications of asphyxia in the setting of physical restraint, according to an autopsy report. Excited delirium and acute intoxication by phencyclidine, or the drug PCP, were contributing factors, the report said. The city did not identify the officers who were suspended. Interviews, police records, and body camera footage offer an unusually detailed timeline of what happened the night that Mr. Prude was detained by officers. A light snow was falling, the street empty and dark at 3 a.m. on March 23, when the call came in over the police radio. A naked man, Mr. Prude, 41, was running outside under the influence of PCP and shouting that he had the coronavirus. The hours leading up to the encounter with the police were troubled ones for Mr. Prude, who was struggling with some combination of suicidal fantasy and drug use that, as hours-long admittance to a hospital, did nothing to treat. The day before Mr. Prude had arrived in Rochester, his brother Joe Prude had picked him up from a shelter in nearby Buffalo after Daniel Prude had been kicked off a train from Chicago, where he lived, Joe Prude told the police. But soon after Mr. Prude began having erratic behavior, accusing his brother of wanting to kill him and even seemingly try to take his home life, he jumped 21 stairs down to my basement head first, Joe Prude told the police.